Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Short week for the Falcons. They beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Now all of their attention the rest of this week has been turned to the Kansas City Chiefs. They will play them on Sunday night, of course, in Sunday Night Football. But what will that momentum do that they got on Monday as they try to take out the former Super Bowl champs? Here's Bijan Robinson.
Well, definitely the same thing, building, you know, confidence in each other. And, you know, some of the mistakes that we had last week, like, we want to eliminate those mistakes. We want to be just more efficient on, you know, some of the, like, even with me, you know, trying to be more efficient on some of the runs, break more tackles. Like, you know, I think I could have broke some more tackles during the game. I think with even in the past game, like, trying to just be alert with the offensive line and communication. But I think the biggest thing is communication with us, because when we communicate on the right level, like, then we're playing at our best and we're playing effectively and not thinking too much. So I think it's definitely communication with this week.
So we've talked about the challenge that the Chiefs defense, Chris Jones, is going to present for this Falcons offense. But if we flip it then, what type of challenge does this Falcons offense now present for the Chiefs, especially now that they got things rolling, you know, Monday?
Yeah, and I think Bijan is that X factor, right? I think when you look at what he does and the multiple things he can do, he is a broken tackle waiting to happen when he gets open space. Now, I think he's actually gotten a lot better in what I've seen so far through two games in running wide zone and sticking his foot in the ground and getting vertical and kind of meshing his style a year ago with what Tyler Algier's style kind of was a year ago, where it's, I'm only going to make one move and then I'm going to drag people with me. So I think that's kind of the next gear he's hitting. But I think he is a problem, and I think you have to worry about him. And I think when he gets the ball right now, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, as Falcons fans, it's kind of like you hold your breath waiting on him to rip off a 60-yarder. You know, and he was close a couple of times a week ago.
Yeah, I think his patience is so vastly improved running the football this year as opposed to last year. I feel like he's just waiting that tick just enough this year to allow these holes to open. It every time he touches the football, it felt, not every time, but a lot of times on Monday night, Tiff, when he touched the ball, I felt like, oh man, like he's you know that home run power is there, and I feel like it's closer like already in two games. I feel like it's closer to seeing it than we were last year at any point in the run game, I should say. Yeah,
because it was 152 yards on the ground that they had on Monday night, but that was factoring in Tyler Algier as well. So what is it about that combination that maybe could do some damage?
Well, let me start with this first and foremost. I think his numbers would have been even more out of hand if, number one, the defense could get off the field in the fourth quarter, and number two, you didn't need a 2-minute drive at the end. Like, if you were in 4-minute mode and your offense was allowed to be on the field, I think that Bijan's numbers are just out of control, right? And obviously, you want to see him getting pay dirt, but I do think that. I think that a lot of people understand it, too. I don't think it's lost in the weeds, but Tyler Algier's role with this team is a big one. And I think that what he brings in that backup running back role right now as a two is a legit concern for other teams when he takes the field.
Am I off base when I say that I feel like when you watch these two guys run the ball, it appears that they hit the hole initially with the exact same burst. And the difference is top-end speed and then power at the point of attack.
Yeah, and I think it's mindset to those things. Like, I think that when Tyler Algier cuts off of wide zone and gets north and south, I think he lowers his eyes just a little bit, lowers his chest a little bit, because he's, like, ready for contact, almost looking for it. Where Bijan's raised up, he does. I agree with you. He's hitting the hole with the same tenacity, but I think his eyes are a little bit raised because he's like, somebody's about to get their ankle snapped right here at the second level.
And then with Kirk Cousins as well, and the receiving group, right? So Drake London, and we've talked about this throughout the week, the ability to not only catch passes and crucial ones too, but also be able to make blocks. But with this group that they have, what do you think is going to go down on Sunday?
Well, I think Darnell Mooney is – I think you're about to understand why Kirk Cousins went to Terry Fontenot and said Darnell Mooney.
I need that guy.
Yeah. You didn't see much week one. And the offense as a whole, you didn't see much. But week two, Darnell Mooney started to kind of just step into that role with the yak stuff and getting open. I think Darnell Mooney is a threat that really – is going to start exposing himself more and more, and he can really put a lot of pressure and stretch defenses.
Yeah, and I think the best thing about it is he put it on film, right? When you put it on film, guess what the Chiefs are going to watch? Now they're watching, you know, cover zero and Darnell Mooney beating you over the top down the middle of the field and going, well, that wasn't a good idea. Like, they thought they could get home, and Kirk Cousins is going to be flat-footed, and he's injured, and yet there it is, them getting just roasted down the middle of the field, and now you think twice when you're a safety.
And I think what that does is now, if you're having to pay attention to Bijan, if you're having to pay attention to Darnell, if you're having to pay attention to Drake, are you paying less attention to Kyle? Because maybe this is a get-off game for Kyle.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.